Good morning, everyone. John Huckenberry here with Femi OK.
Good morning.
So as an inspector general's report on interrogation tactics during the Bush years at the CIA was released yesterday with all kinds of lines through it and pages blacked out. Yesterday, Attorney General Eric Holder asked Prosecutor John Durham to look into charges that a group of CIA interrogators abused a number of al-Qaeda detainees. The abuse of detainees was detailed in that inspector general's report. Joining us to talk about, first of all, who John Durham is and what the significance of this step is by Attorney General Eric Holder is Kevin O'Connor, who was with us just a moment ago, former U.S. Attorney for the state of Connecticut. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are you?
And Scott Shane, national security reporter for the New York Times. Scott, you're in Baltimore, is that right?
That's right. I'm home in Baltimore.
All right. So, Scott, let me begin with you. This is not a special prosecutor. It's just a prosecutor. Any significance to that?
Well, there used to be a statute that created an independent prosecutor. Mr. Durham reports to the Attorney General, Eric Holder, and in that sense, he's like any other federal prosecutor.
What gives Durham special qualifications for this task? First, Scott Shane of the New York Times, and then I want to ask Kevin.
Well, the obvious one is that since January of 2008, Mr. Durham has been investigating the destruction in 2005 of videotapes of harsh interrogations by the CIA. A number of officials of the CIA ordered the destruction of these videotapes, which were the only videotapes of any of these controversial interrogations. And he's been looking for more than a year and a half into the question of whether the destruction of those tapes was a criminal act itself. So he and his team have been immersed in the details of this very secret program for a long time. They all have the proper clearances, and they have a very detailed knowledge of the program.
So it's fair to say that he's aware of the evidence domain for these cases as well. Scott Shane, hold on there for a second. Kevin O'Connor, former U.S. Attorney for the state of Connecticut, currently at Bracewell & Giuliani, a private firm. Mr. O'Connor, famously, John Durham avoids the press, but I'm wondering if he is equally skilled at getting through the sort of chess match of classified information versus Justice Department subpoenas?
Yeah, I mean, I think the answer is he is. I mean, only time will tell where this case will go. It's a very, very difficult case for all of the reasons people have talked about, not just because it's controversial, but whenever you're dealing with the world of classified information, it's just another hurdle for a prosecutor putting together a case in terms of what's admissible, what's not admissible, if evidence was obtained in a certain manner. So he's going to have a lot of issues to deal with his team, but, you know, John has been around a long time. He's seen a lot of tough cases, and he's got impeccable judgment, and I think that's exactly why the Attorney General turned to him, in addition to what Scott said, which is he has the institutional knowledge, not just of the particular laws and facts here, but of the CIA and its covert operations plans, as well as handling classified information.
There appears to be some ambivalence on the part of President Obama as to whether we should be getting into this or putting the past in the past and moving forward, as Obama, I believe, has said in so many words. Is John Durham capable of going it alone if the administration basically walks away from this?
Well, I think John's going to do what the law and facts dictate. He's not going to be influenced by who the president is. And frankly, while he reports to the Attorney General and respects that line of authority, John is going to call him like he sees him. And that's why he is who he is. That's why he has done so well for almost 30 years in the Justice Department. And so I think when you pick a guy like John Durham for a case like this, you know exactly what you're getting. I predict you won't hear much of anything from him or his team until they're ready to announce whether there will be charges. The way he operates is very low key, but it goes without saying, with his track record in Boston and elsewhere, that you know exactly what you get when you turn to a guy like John Durham.
Well, you worked for him and with him for 6 years. When you first heard that he was appointed, what were your thoughts about these prospective defendants? Did they have a lot to worry about?
Well, I mean, look, there's no doubt John, as a career prosecutor, is an aggressive guy. But I've worked closely with John for long enough to know that John's one of the most fair-minded prosecutors I've ever met, which means, essentially, if there's a tough case that he thinks is right to bring, he'll bring it. At the same time, if there's a case that the public, victims, and others are demanding he bring, where he doesn't think there's sufficient evidence, he also has the courage of his convictions, and the integrity to say no. And I think in a case like this where there's intense public scrutiny, it's absolutely imperative that both defendants, witnesses, suspects, and the public know that this is a guy who's going to call it like he needs to call it and not be influenced by what the public reaction will be to it, pro or con. And that's why I think the Attorney General, even if you don't agree with the decision to appoint a special prosecutor, I would be hard-pressed to disagree with the selection of John to fulfill that role.
Kevin O'Connor, former U.S. Attorney for the state of Connecticut, who's worked with John Durham. Thanks so much. Final thought from Scott Shane, national security reporter for the New York Times. So no whitewash here. That seems to be the takeaway.
I think that's right. The tough thing for Mr. Durham now is whether he's going to focus on a small number of low-level people who perhaps went beyond the guidelines that were given to them, or whether he'll go up the whole chain of command, because, of course, this program was approved all from President Bush on down. Both of those courses have huge political and legal difficulties.
And, Scott, that's what we're going to be watching. I mean, the huge takeaway, will it be the lower levels who were rogue and can be accused as that, or will it go up the chain of command? That's what we don't know yet. Scott Shane, national security reporter for The New York Times.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.